Thank you all very much. So today, well, let's start with this. I have no relationships to disclose, financial or any other nature. So today I'd like to talk to you briefly about a photo voice project that we started in Little Haiti in Miami, Florida. Photo voice is a participatory action research methodology increasingly popular in public health. It uses photography as a means of data collection. Participants are armed with cameras, which they use to identify and document community health concerns, with the goals being that actions taken through photo voice are empowering for individuals to understand the barriers that they may face in healthcare. This gives many times marginalized communities and individuals the opportunity to tell their stories and have their voices heard. So the ensuing photographs that they collect serve as an important tool for prioritizing community needs and health advocacy. Photo voice is, as stated, is much aligned with community-based participatory research, or CBPR. Both methodologies privilege community participation throughout the entire research process. In our photo voice project, individuals who participated served as co-researchers. They were tasked with responsibilities such as designing the study goals, data collection, and data analysis. Both of these methodologies borrow from Paulo Freire's concept of critical consciousness, or the notion that individuals must understand the oppressive elements in their life to meaningfully overcome them. This project started from an ongoing campus community partnership known as Partners en Action, and I apologize for my terrible French Creole, so I'll just refer to it as Partners in Action from now on. This partnership started in 2004 and works between academic investigators from the University of Miami and key community stakeholders from Little Haiti, which is the predominantly Haitian neighborhood in the Miami metropolitan area. It's the largest enclave of Haitian immigrants outside of Haiti. So these past five years, these partners have been working collaboratively to address cancer disparity predominantly in Little Haiti and to build the necessary infrastructure to support future research and social change. The goals of participatory research in general are to affect social change and not to just generate knowledge for knowledge's sake. So photo voice is a very appropriate methodology for doing that. So an overview of Little Haiti. Generally, the residents are recent immigrants. They're monolingual Creole speakers, and they're very disenfranchised from the formal healthcare system. This many times is related to difficulties in immigration status and a general distrust for academic researchers and government in general by individuals. The neighborhood is characterized by economic instability, gentrification, and widespread skepticism about research. This research started as a result of my mentor, Dr. Aaron Kobetz, who was supposed to present but couldn't be here today, identifying an excess incidence of cervical cancer throughout the community between 2000 and 2004. In Little Haiti, we see an excess incidence almost four times that of the national average for cervical cancer. So what are the reasons for this? Well, as we've talked about, there are structural and potentially cultural barriers to cervical cancer screening and prevention in the community. And this diagram here just illustrates the location of Little Haiti. It's located just north of the University of Miami Medical Campus, which is starred down there. And so access potentially is not really much of an issue. There's Jackson Memorial Hospital is located right there, and these services are available to the community. So why aren't women using them? What are these barriers involved? So in conjunction with that, a community partner who had been active in Partners in Action during its setup and for the past 3 years was interested in responding to a grant opportunity broadly related to reproductive justice. They engaged academic partners in a discussion about how to best organize their application and for insight on the program design. Collaboratively, academic and the community partners decided to use photo voice as their primary strategy for community engagement and data collection. This was to try to create sufficient capacity to understand these disparities. So the project's main aims were to identify local determinants of health inequity in Little Haiti. And given Partners in Action's specific focus on cervical cancer, there was collective interest in organizing a project around barriers to early detection and prevention of disease. As we all may or may not know, cervical cancer is caused by HPV infection, and screening is and treatment is readily available to many communities and is you can treat the disease. You can not cure it, but you can make significant steps in eliminating this disparity. So the intent was to use photography to document those local barriers, with a particular emphasis on those that may be amenable to change, bearing in mind that community-based participatory research is trying to change, is trying to affect social change. The community played the primary role throughout this partnership or this project. They took responsibility for recruiting and training participants, as well as coordinating the project logistics. The academic partners served only in the capacity as consultants, developing a training manual, standardizing it, and assisting with those training sessions. So we can talk a little bit about the participant demographics now. So the community partners recruited 15 women to participate in the Photo Voice project. All were of Haitian descent and residents of Little Haiti. They were majority monolingual Creole speakers with limited formal education, and they ranged in age and levels of acculturation. The training took place over a two-day period at the community-based organization located in the heart of Little Haiti. It was co-facilitated by academic and community partners using the standardized manual. And the manual provided an overview of project goals, the role of Photo Voice, and accrued instruction in photography. So to implement this, obviously we had to give individuals the digital cameras at the outset of the project. And for the next 2 months, they met on a weekly basis to discuss the photos they had taken and to learn about their next assignment. The focus of the assignment started off initially broad, so we asked individuals what health meant to them, what being unhealthy meant to them, and then we tailored, refined that in the training to talk about cervical cancer specifically and the potential barriers to screening. The photographs were discussed by the group using the showed approach. So now some of our selected results. So these are just, we only have a limited time and we can't go through all the pictures and all the qualitative data that was provided, but we'll give you a little sample of what was done here. So the first question was, what does being healthy mean to you? And one of the respondents answered, having access to clean water, food, and healthcare. This picture reminds me of when I was residing in Haiti and I had to go look for water for my family to drink. In America, people bring you water. This reminds me of the struggle I endured while I was in Haiti. This illustrates a couple of things. First, the real connection that still exists between individuals in the Little Haiti community and Haiti, and also in terms of their hierarchy of needs and understanding health and what being healthy means to them. So cervical cancer might not be on their radar right away, but things like water, clean water, access to food, and those types of issues are predominate the discussion early on. Similarly, we asked them, what does being unhealthy mean to you? And much as you might expect, individuals identified eating foods that are high in fat and cholesterol as unhealthy. And they took a picture here of, you know, a fried chicken stand or advertisement in Little Haiti. So you can see that there's knowledge about health and what's going on. And the goal then is to focus to see if there's an intervention we can design to respond to this type of data. We then further narrowed this down to talk about what does cervical cancer mean to you? And so this was obviously the major goal and what we were trying to address, this disparity. And a woman took here a picture of a rotting avocado with the pit inside of it. And the quotation is, I think of women who are sick and the cancer is eating their insides. And cervical cancer is a sickness that eats inside of you compared to a rotten avocado. And this speaks to the what we've learned over the course of research here about a Haitian cultural view of cancer, specifically cervical cancer, and that there's tremendous cancer fatalism within the community. And so cancer to them equals death. And so how do you respond to something like that? That's the goal of this research. We then went on to try to address some of the barriers to early detection of cervical cancer. A woman took a picture here of the community health clinic, stating that this is the only place where women can get a pap smear in the community. So there's a lack of knowledge of the resources available to these women for pap smear screenings, but there also may be some other barriers that are preventing them from either going to this place or using other resources involved. So adequately captured by these photographs in today's presentation, this project informed understanding of barriers to cervical cancer prevention in Little Haiti. It prioritized community needs and it initiated an action-oriented discussion. Women provided possible solutions to some of these barriers in their discussions, and so we'll build upon those to address the disparity in some of our intervention strategies. Some of the other lessons that we learned is that the Haitian women's pluralistic notions of disease etiology pose a challenge to traditional cancer prevention and control. As we discussed, there's a lot of the cultural implications or the cultural barriers are very difficult to ascertain, and this was the first attempt we made at trying to understand why individuals might not go be screened. Some of the structural conditions in Little Haiti, including excess poverty and limited access to formal health care, impact screening utilization and treatment compliance. Screening and treatment behaviors are also influenced by community norms about disease spread and survivability. Again, this idea of cancer fatalism. And together, these factors may impact the probability of early stage of diagnosis of the disease, which is obviously the key to treating and preventing cervical cancer. So that's what we got. Sorry, there's one more there, huh? Wait, what did I hit? Okay, sorry. The next steps. The necessary next step is to disseminate these findings to the larger Little Haiti community and engage them in a meaningful discussion about their perceived ideas of how we can treat these structural, design structural and cultural interventions. And as part of the ongoing CBPR initiative, the intent of this project is to make progress towards social change and social action, and so getting people greater access to screening and checking to see if women are actually doing this now. And to that end, we're now going into new phases of the project where we've initiated some alternatives to pap smear screening using self-sampling devices that have similar efficacy to pap smears and trying to circumvent some of these structural barriers and cultural issues. So that's all I got. Thank you.